Oh, sorry.
You're on the air.
Yeah. I gotta pee.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo.
Hey, before we do anything, I'm very happy about this news. Ozzy tweeted today, I'm definitely feeling the love and support from all my friends, and send everyone a big thank you for the thoughts. He's definitely getting into a recovery. Post-surgery message
went up
today.
What was the surgery?
It was a major spinal operation.
That's what I thought, neck.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So he's actually, and I've seen a couple of them come out today, doing much better.
Good.
So I've been a fan of Ozzy's literally as long as I can remember, since I was a very small child.
Sure.
So I'm happy to hear he's doing well.
Same. Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
No. I mean, yes. Okay.
There's something in Japan called Rent-A-Man.
Of course there is.
Rent-A-Man.
But you can't insult them because you'll go to jail.
Correct.
No insulting anyone on social media in Japan.
That is correct.
Wow. Rent-A-Man, huh?
Is Def Leppard a hair band?
Mm-hmm.
No. Where's the answer to that?
I'm going to tap dance on the line. On
really?
That I'm going to tap dance on that
you
line.
You think that's a line?
Do you think that's a bad thing, saying a hair band necessarily?
No, but it's...
Right. Because I don't. I mean...
I think the... in a hair band, mm-hmm. I think the hair is more important than the band.
Right.
I don't think
you could almost say
Leppard.
A flock of seagulls is a hair band. Because
yeah.
That's the only reason. But yeah, no, that's an interesting... I was thinking we should binge Def Leppard at 5 o'clock today for our Gimme 5.
We do a theme, and
we haven't done any binges with artists in a while, so let's binge some Def Leppard and discuss whether or not they're a hair band today.
And home remedies.
Uh-oh.
I have a friend. This dude is crazy.
You have a crazy friend?
And where you decide to draw the line and who you decide to trust these days mm-hmm. is a huge thing. I mean, look.
I saw it on the interwebs.
It's no secret that people don't trust the government.
No.
I get that.
Yeah, sure.
But who do you decide to trust?
Really?
This is crazy.
People that haven't doctors that have never led me astray, and smart people who I haven't seen crash and burn over the years.
That is not my friend, my friend.
That's about it.
So that, and we've got the word of this hour, so that you could win $2,000 coming up in about 15 minutes.
Catch
on 95.5 KLOS.
You jump, I'm bitter.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace.
Japan has a very different culture than we do.
You sure do.
Slugger, you know how you love to... Your dream is to do nothing.
Oh, that's, yes, the ultimate goal.
That's your dream.
Yeah. Not even get out of bed.
The sooner the better.
Yes, please.
You have nothing to do. Sure. Smoke a little weed.
Then lay down for the rest of the day, man.
There's a guy in Tokyo mm-hmm. who is 38 years old. His name is Shoji Morimoto.
Yeah, it is.
And he's named himself now. He started a business as the Do Nothing Rent-A-Man. The Do Nothing Rent-A-Man.
Love it. I'm stealing his idea.
Listen to this.
Most days, Shoji Morimoto has appointments with a steady stream of clients. His service is as popular as it is peculiar. He bills himself the do-nothing rent-a-man. I lend myself out to do nothing, which means I don't make any special effort, he said. Eating, drinking, or simple chit-chat, that's about it. And that's enough for this customer who requested anonymity.
Right, that's awesome.
He says,
I'm going to come over.
I'm not fixing anything.
Nope.
I'm not cleaning anything.
Hell no.
I'm not going to do anything.
We might chat if you must.
Right.
A little.
A lot of his clients, it seems like from this story, go out to dinner or go out to a bar or something, so it's not all...
Well, that's asking a lot. Can't we just stay home and do nothing and chat? And eat and drink, I hear, he says. So what is, are
he
they
does.
getting people to pay for that, too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah!
You have to pay for him to
Woo!
Eat.
I love this guy.
And if you pay for him to eat, he'll eat. But that's it.
Maybe he'd rather an IV?
That's all. Maybe.
For his mostly female fans, Rent-A-Man offers a safe space. No judgment, no strings, and on request, no talking.
Yeah, there you go.
No talking for some of them.
I can do this job.
Right.
Easily.
You need to go to dinner with somebody who won't talk?
Yeah.
I'm your man.
100%. 100%.
I can do that.
Easy.
He has a bunch of clients, too.
I love him.
In Japan, women tend to worry about what other people think, about not being a burden, she said. It's exhausting. This kind of escape is important.
Yeah, you know, that's what I was thinking. I know a lot of people don't like to go eat or go to movies by themselves. I've never had a problem with
either.
That.
I love it.
Yeah, but if you're going to throw, you're going to pay for the movie, you're going to pay for the food, you don't care if we chat, you just want a body there next to you?
Right, that's not judgmental?
Hire my ass.
Fantastic.
Hire me.
Well, they want their whole body, not just your ass. That's a different
understandable,
service
yeah.
altogether.
Rent-A-Man has struck a chord in this workaholic and conformist country. He's collected almost a quarter of a million followers on Twitter. In his pre-slacker days, Morimoto bounced aimlessly from one job to another.
Haven't we all?
I would say he's not a slacker. I would say he's got a business going.
Yes.
He's making money. He
came up with a business model and...
I'm going to do nothing.
And you're going to pay for
it. Hire me.
Please.
Out of desperation and on a lark, he decided to rent himself out, charging only for food and car fare. Thousands of encounters later, Rent-A-Man's experiences have earned him royalties from four books. I have plenty of critics, he said. They say, get a job, but I don't feel the need to answer to anyone.
Yeah, to hell with them. The only question is, who wrote the books? I hope he didn't. That's, you know how hard that is.
That is very hard, yes.
Very hard to write a book.
I would answer to them, I have a job.
Yeah, right.
And I'm Rent-A-Man.
Yes.
I'm a do-nothing Rent-A-Man.
They're just jealous.
Here's the question. Would you, in Southern California, would you hire a Rent-A-Man?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Would you, like, if you wanted to go to the amusement park?
Yes, to an amusement park.
Ride
you don't have anybody to go with.
You just want someone to sit there.
Right. And maybe...
Go, that was fun.
And maybe have a conversation.
Like, that was kind of cool. I feel a little nauseous.
But no strings attached.
Right.
And he's not going to do anything.
Right. He's not there for a little...
If your car needs a little tune-up,
No. Going way too far with
that.
I'm
also not driving. Would anyone do that?
Yeah, would you
do that?
I'll
bet people in Southern California would do that.
Sure.
Because it can be so hard to find somebody that isn't judgmental, that you get along with, and all that stuff.
Isn't politically insane.
Right.
Are we going to talk about this, and I'm going to get real angry?
Right. You just, look, pick a topic. I don't care. I'm not going to be judgmental.
Yeah.
And let's do this.
Yeah.
I
love this guy.
I think it would work here.
I think you're right. But would you do it? 818-955-KLOS.
If so, we're offering ourselves up. Is that what we're saying?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Radio's a very fickle business. It might be good to get something going on the side.
818-955.
Little nothing on the side.
KLOS. Would you rent a do-nothing man?
Yeah, let us know.
That's fantastic. I love that so much.
A lot of people looking for work.
Talking about a story in Japan where a 38-year-old has sold himself as a do-nothing rent-a-man.
So, you know, if you didn't really get that college degree or whatever, and you're looking to be as lazy as humanly possible, this sounds awesome.
Do-nothing.
I love it.
He'll eat with you, maybe. He'll have some conversation, but do not ask him to pick up a tool.
He's not going to mow your lawn. He'll just sit there and stare at you, though.
So the question is, would you... have a do-nothing rent-a-man.
I would use them for my carpool, most definitely.
Oh, good idea.
What a great idea.
Sit there. I don't need a ticket. It's cheaper to rent them, I think, than having to deal with the court and anything of that sort.
Absolutely.
You're a genius.
Yeah.
So especially if you have a long drive in Los Angeles and you're going to leave in Valencia and you're going to drive to Tustin, it's like, all right.
You got to be careful off the 405 and the 55.
And they know mannequins now. You can't get away with that. So you need a warm human body.
Yeah.
Great idea.
Just a carpool man.
Yeah.
Somebody should offer themselves up as a carpool man.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
We need a cut of this. Well, I guess you do. Because you came up with it.
How to look for the address, you know, that kind of stuff.
There you go. Although that's starting to get into work.
Yeah, I'm not looking for an address. I'm a do-nothing man.
Yeah.
You find your own address.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Would you rent a do-nothing rent-a-man? I want to be a do-nothing man.
Yes.
Like this guy.
Please.
In Japan.
Yes.
He'll talk or not talk.
He'll just sit there, if you like.
If you don't want to talk, he'll just be quiet.
But he certainly won't dust.
Correct. He will not do anything.
Nope.
Would you hire him?
I would be all about the Rent-A-Man. I'm a karaoke guy by trade. I'm pretty much a Rent-A-Man.
Karaoke guy by trade.
28 years, guys. I've done the on-location radio DJ part for KBAR Bar Radio. On location at the bar all the time.
KBAR.
Oh, my God. That has to be so bad when people get smashed.
Yeah.
I have a monkey foot that I take to amusement parks nowadays. No strings attached. Okay, and literally his name's Chala. He doesn't speak.
A monkey? Did you say a monkey?
A monkey.
Wow.
That's my little rent man, but he's a little bit cheaper on that front, or moderately priced, I guess, is the new equation.
But he wears a diaper, so you have to buy diapers.
Does he ever fling his poo?
He does. In fact, at Silk City, he had poop water bomb emojis that he was flinging at the kids.
Oh my God, you guys.
Fantastic. That's
very
great.
Weird, and I
heartily
approve.
This is the strangest
approve.
Conversation yeah. ever. How about some people are dumb?
Okay.
People are dumb. When you're a dumb-dumb, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Polish murderer on the run for 20 years arrested for not wearing face mask.
For not? Oh, my God, you got to be kidding.
You know how the face mask is a battle, has been a battle for 3 years now.
Everywhere, apparently,
yes.
too.
Well, in Poland, their law is you have to wear it if you're inside a store or something like
that. Well, you know, considering that Mick Jagger has gotten it just recently and Dr. Fauci has
and
it
listen,
now.
Everybody's getting
yes.
it.
Yes.
But this particular guy, you would think, if I got away with murder and I've been on the run for 20 years.
20 years.
The pandemic is a godsend.
Yes.
It's a chance for me to cover my face
exactly
and never be caught.
Thank you.
This guy wasn't wearing a mask, and that's the only thing they noticed about him. They arrested him, and then they realized that he was a murderer. And they convicted him, and he is going to do 25 years to life.
Wow.
Because he wouldn't put on a mask.
And because
he killed a guy.
And because
he was a murderer.
And because
he was dumb.
There you go.
Right. Because he was dumb. Sorry, my bad.
Tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Is that right?
Yes, tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Nice. Very happy that the Taylor Hawkins tribute concert is going to be happening at the Forum in September 27th. Is that right?
Correct, yes.
Here in these lovely United States of America. Very cool that Dave and them are putting this together, and the tickets are on sale tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. I hear tale. We might have tickets when we get a little closer to the show.
Fantastic.
In September, but I wouldn't wait for us. Screw that.
Yeah, maybe try and buy it.
Yeah, sure. Go buy your tickets.
Here. Sure.
Come on.
You know how everybody decides who they're going to trust when it comes to medications and the government and COVID and blah, blah, blah.
Sure, yeah.
This is a tiring argument.
I mean, it's got to be someone for me that's actually gone through medical school.
Well, that's what I would think.
You know, and maybe had in a practice for a while.
That's what I would think as well, yes.
That's generally where my line is.
I have a friend who got it for the first time.
You what?
And I have a friend who just got COVID for the first time.
Okay.
And he was vaccinated.
Okay.
And there is a thing now called Paxlovid, I believe that's the name of it, that you can get that is supposed to help you get over it quickly.
Like I've kind of heard of that somewhere. Yeah. What's the validity of this?
It's valid.
The question. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right. So it helps you with the symptoms? Or
medicine.
Just
it's modern medicine. Yeah, it helps you with everything. It's get over quicker.
Oh, that's right. It kind of fires up your own immune system and starts fighting this particular.
So that exists?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my friend?
Right.
No.
What do you mean no?
No. Not taking that. Not interested.
Why?
Don't know.
Does he do the bleach thing instead?
Doesn't trust? I don't know. Instead of that, instead of calling his family doctor.
Yeah.
My friend talks to his friend.
Yeah.
Who has an acupuncturist.
Oh.
Who's into herbal meds.
You know, acupuncture can do a lot for pain and discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
Think it's going to do anything for COVID.
He's into herbal medications, my friend.
Sweet. That'll help you with a little bit of energy.
So my friend decides.
I want to know who this is.
At some point.
Yeah.
At some point, you have to put your faith in somebody, right?
Sure, if you're not going to go
with... So this is questionable already.
Yeah.
Your buddy's acupuncturist? That's where we're going? So the buddy's acupuncturist says, I have some medication that's untested.
Well, there you go. There's the red flag waving in the air.
But I'm super happy to give you some.
Sure, why not? Go ahead.
If you'd like.
Yeah.
But we don't want you to come into the acupuncture office because you're sick.
Oh, but
so we're going to leave it in a bag.
What? Well, if you're
on a door handle.
That's how I used to get my weed, man.
In an alley.
In an alley. Boy, that really is how I used to get my weed.
So my friend goes to the alley, grabs this package.
Excuse me?
Opens a white, unmarked bottle.
What?
There's nothing on it that says what's in it. Nothing.
And ingests it.
And takes the whole thing. almost in one day, took the whole thing.
Holy cow.
Now, how do you make that decision?
Right?
I mean, I know everybody has their questions about medication, but...
Then does it COVID suddenly vanish? Did it... Poof, it's gone?
I haven't seen results yet. I don't know.
When did he take it?
Last week, one day, 2 days last week.
Oh, when he still had it through the last, for a week.
Yeah.
So it didn't help.
Well, I mean, I don't know that I would say it wouldn't help because it sounds solid to me. My question is, at what point do you go, my friend has a friend?
Right.
At what point do you go down that road? But right. A lot of people do, and a lot of people swear by that.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about home remedies.
I think way back in the day.
This is not just for like hangovers and stuff.
Right.
Home remedies that you swear and your family swear work, and most people doubt it, but you will always believe it.
The late 1800s, 1900s, early 1900s, people would look down on doctors. Like, they just were like, you know.
Right.
And a lot of the home remedies, I think, maybe did
also
some good.
Also in the 2020s.
Yes, exactly.
People looked down on the medication.
But now, I'm thinking they've done enough testing, and you have enough results that...
It's not your... own acupuncturist, it's your friend's.
Right.
The bag is in an alley. Inside the bag is a white bottle with no markings on it. Inside the white bottle are white pills.
It's like I picked the wrong week to quit sniffing glue.
What's in that?
Who knows?
Don't know, but
take
I'm
it,
in.
Take
I'm
it,
in.
Take it. Take
Listen,
it.
This is my choice.
Slam it.
I've decided this is how I'm going to deal with it. What?
Do you know what? Anyone who does that would be the question, I guess.
I want to know your home remedies. Like, do you trust that kind of medication?
Did you ever? Did you come around?
Right. Your family swears every time you get it, you got the flu or whatever it is. It doesn't have to be
all
COVID.
You got to do is put a banana peel on your forehead
that
and do
kind
a
of stuff,
spin
yes.
around three times and it goes away.
Yes.
It's kind of weird,
yes.
But it works.
I put a resin bag in my sock.
Yeah, you do.
And I walk around on it.
Yeah,
and then my ear starts feeling better.
Your well, ear.
What?
Oh, okay. All right.
So home remedies.
Weird ones you've heard of.
Strange, strange home remedies that either you believe in or you have a friend who really will tell you with a straight face, no, I'm serious.
Yeah, sure.
I'm taking this and it works.
Yeah.
I'm serious. It works.
I got it off a door handle in an alley.
Right. In a white bottle with no markings. 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. You understand that he went down an alley and found a bottle. There's a white bottle with no markings on it, and it just took it.
It was hanging from a door in an alley with nothing, indication of what was in it.
And something made that person go, Listen, I have to trust somebody.
This is going to kill COVID. This right here. Or me.
All right, so home remedies. It doesn't have to be about COVID. It could be about anything.
Yeah.
You have one of those?
I have a thrift store, and I had donated to me in one of the things that I have, a recipe box, an old one. And in there was a cure for the cold.
Okay.
You know, you've heard the saying, time cures the cold. The only thing that cures the cold is time.
Right.
This recipe was with the spice thyme, T-H-Y-M-E.
Oh, no!
And it was old. It was like somebody's great grandmother's handwritten recipe box.
Right.
And I think we've just gotten over the years, everybody says time's the only thing that cures a cold. I think it actually is the spice thyme that does it.
But you don't believe
it. And nobody realizes it.
But you
so I've been waiting for somebody to get a cold to test this theory out.
So you don't. I got you.
Interesting. What about parsley, sage, and rosemary? Simon and Garfunkel are fans of those as well.
Hey, you know, if it's in a song.
I mean, that's
clearly.
True. If it's in a song, it's got to be true.
Right on. Thank you for calling. That's interesting. I love the old ones like that.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. You want home remedies?
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Okay. So my mom was working with this very nice Chinese lady about 10 years ago, and I had a cold, and 100% of the time when I have a cold, I get bronchitis.
Right.
Because I have other health conditions.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom told her coworker about this, and the Chinese lady gave her some weird green powder. Mm-hmm. And my mom thought it was a good idea for me to take it.
Really? She did?
Yeah, it was unworked, just like your friend's bottle.
Man, my mom wouldn't let me take bear aspirin, but she's letting you take this green slime.
Listen, honey, take this weird green powder.
Right.
Unmarked green powder. Nasty as all get out.
Mm-hmm.
Foul tasting thing ever. I did not get bronchitis, though.
Oh.
You're telling me that worked.
It worked. It was so gross, though. But I just took a whole spoonful of it, and and I'm open-minded, so I tried it. I have no idea what the green stuff was.
Right.
But I did bronchitis. I just got the cold, and the cold went away pretty rapidly.
I really do think that there's some truth to it, okay. But for the most part, yeah.
Have you tried it again? Did you do it more than once?
No, just the one time.
So you're telling me. So yeah. You're telling me that no, you found
twice,
the cure?
Twice,
what?
Twice.
Oh, you did
twice.
It twice.
It happened twice.
Really?
I did, because she worked there for, I think, like 5 years. So I got a cold twice, you know, more than once in that.
Yeah. Right. So why?
But I don't know what the stuff was.
Why right. Wouldn't you track that down? That seems important.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And I asked my mom, you know, not that long ago, and she doesn't know, so.
Damn it, Mom!
Right?
She was hoping it would kill you, first of all, and then she doesn't know what it is.
I have news for you. Your mom never liked you.
No, I'm her only child, so she
has no choice.
Right on. Thank you so much for calling. Very interesting. I think there might be some truth to weird stuff. Yeah, I don't know. 818-955-KLOS.
Home remedies that are weird. Take what you want from Def Leppard, which we're going to argue about next hour.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Is a hairband? Or not a hairband.
And I'm thinking we should binge some Def Leppard, especially right. In honor of the upcoming stadium tour. So let's play like for Gimme Five. Yeah, five Def Leppard songs. So be ready to call and ask for your favorite Def Leppard.
Or you can hit us up on Twitter at Kevin and Sluggo.
Yep.
Talking about home remedies, my friend got COVID for the first time and went to his friend's acupuncturist who put together some medicine in a white unmarked bottle.
Clearly
and he took
didn't
all
want
of it.
To actually hand it over the counter in the store in case he gets sued. So
there's no information on the bottle. It's just white. And there's no information on the pills.
And he left it in the alley.
And my friend said, yes, this is the one I'm going to trust.
Screw the ones that are out there that are proven already.
KLOS, hello.
Ish.
When you're little, we had an earache.
Earache my eye!
A full newspaper sheet, you roll it up really tight to make a small cone at the bottom.
Yeah.
You stick it in your ear, you're laying on your side, and then my mom or my grandma would light it on fire.
Yeah, I did that.
What?
And it burned down, and all of a sudden, it would like, poof, and it would release pressure in your ear, and then your earache would go away.
I tried that with my daughter, and burned a hole all the way through the couch. I accidentally dropped some of the ash on it, and it was still on fire, and it burned like...
You are the world's worst dad.
It burned through to China, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, dude, thank you for calling. Thanks. 818-955-KLOS.
Home remedies that are weird? 95.5-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. One of my favorite topics, home remedies. I love it because sometimes they're incredibly dumb.
But sometimes they actually work.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's the other side of it.
Weird.
Which is super weird.
Yeah, I mean, like this thing of putting a burning newspaper on someone's ear in a cone shape.
Yeah, that's...
I've never heard of such a thing, and you've subjected your daughter to it.
She asked me to.
And it worked.
No.
Except you caught the couch on fire. It didn't work.
She couldn't tell the difference.
The guy that called said it worked.
But yeah. I did catch the couch on fire. I did.
Woo!
KLOS, hello.
Hey, this is Big Dave.
Hey, Big Dave, what's your home remedy?
You take a half of a tomato and you just douse the thing with sugar, and it is the best for your sore throat.
Really? Because I've had a lot of sore throats in my life, and you talk for a living. And I've never heard of that.
It's almost like if you have like one of those cupcake tomatoes with sugar on top, and it just soothes your throat and just takes away all the phlegm, takes away all that stuff because the acid works with the sugar.
Hmm.
Kind of weird.
Interesting.
But it works.
I usually gargle vodka. That's usually my choice.
Oh, okay, that works too. If you can remember.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. We're talking about home remedies.
I was getting my teeth done, and I was talking to the dentist that, you know, I think I'm getting sick.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel the scratchy throat.
Mm-hmm.
And what does he say? He says, go to the market, buy toothpaste that has peroxide and baking soda. Brush your teeth and gargle with hot water and do it every hour, and it'll make that scratchy throat go away. You won't get sick.
What are the two items?
The toothpaste that has peroxide and baking soda.
Peroxide and baking soda. Gotcha.
Yeah, I've actually taken peroxide and gargled with it with water, and
it
does help.
I've done that, too.
Yeah, it does
and
actually.
And salt water also
salt
helps
salt water. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
Hey, it works.
Just don't swallow it. Yeah, I said don't swallow. I've said that.
Yes.
You know, you don't want to swallow there.
That can be dangerous.
I don't have that much money.
KLOS, hello.
What up?
Talking about home remedies, which is one of my favorite topics.
For the splinters, the splinter in the old hand.
Yes.
piece of bacon and tape it on, go to bed next morning, it's at the surface.
You take a piece of bacon, tape it to your hand when you have a splinter.
And it pulls it out overnight?
Yes, sir.
Huh.
I'm going to call BS on that one.
Are you?
Have you tried it?
Yes, as a kid.
Who told you about this? Was it an older sibling?
No, my grandmother.
Your grandmother. Oh.
Yeah.
She laughed until the day she died, son.
Probably so. Still laughing in her grave.
Right on. Thank you for calling. But that is anything to get splinters out, because I hate that. You can sit there with a needle
that
and you're trying to...
That one sounds super shaky, though.
Yeah.
Bacon?
Yeah. Super Bacon's shaky. Great for everything, though. What isn't bacon true. Good for? 818-955-KLOS.
Home remedies. You have a home remedy?
Yeah. Yes, for sunburn.
Sunburn.
Oh,
okay,
yes,
good.
Please.
Brew yourself a cup of tea, just regular Lipton type tea, and let it cool off.
Right.
Take a paper towel.
Yeah.
And dab it on your skin.
Really? On the burn?
Does that work?
It cools your skin off and it helps prevent you from peeling.
Does it really?
Well, I will try that because I burn so damn. Look how white I am. You're pretty
I'm
white,
whiter
Kevin.
Than you are,
I don't
dude.
Know. We can have a white off.
I am hopelessly honky. I need this.
I am blinding like the snow.
Any kind of tea?
Do you like Lipton black tea?
Lipton black tea.
I did this as a kid, and later on in life, I talked to a doctor, and he goes, "Oh, that makes perfect sense."
Wow.
It has tannic acid in.
Oh, tannic acid.
Interesting.
I'm saying that like I have any idea what tannic acid is.
Oh, well, that makes sense then.
Me neither. But it did. It cools your skin and helps you prevent peeling, and you can do it like every 10, 15 minutes.
From two super white guys, we're very happy to try that.
Yeah, I will remember this one.
Yes.
You can do an experiment. Put some on your left arm and not on your right arm.
I'd rather not get burned, but...
Well, you're going to get burned.
Okay.
Thank you very much for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Home remedies. The weirder, the better. KLOS, hello.
Hello. Home remedy?
Yes, please.
Yeah, hot tea with lemon and honey. It's good for the boys. Oh.
Did you just have some?
Yeah.
Well, it sounds wonderful.
It's not working.
Hey!
Hi, okay. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. You be nice.
Sorry. KLOS, hello.
Home remedies?
Yes,
please.
I don't know if this is a home remedy versus child abuse, but my stepdad used to... But my stepdad used to tell me that when he got poison ivy as a kid, his mom would take him in the backyard, strip him naked, and pour bleach on him.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That can't be good. That's definitely child abuse.
Well, that seems bad.
Ah, the 1800s.
Weren't they fun times?
It was 1940s. So.
Oh, well, there you go.
But I mean, in your private parts.
Yeah.
That's, that would be abuse right there.
It's amazing you were born.
No, stepdad.
Oh,
stepdad.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Well, he deserved it then. Give me five. That is up next.
New feature at 5 o'clock where we play 5 songs in a row with a theme. Today we're going to do a band.
Yeah, I thought we binged Def Leppard. So what Def Leppard song will you have to hear today? Give us a call right now, 818-955-KLOS.
Also, is Def Leppard a hair band?
Oh, that's a good question.
Because I don't think so.
And we should talk about that during the Gimme 5.
It is our Gimme 5, which is at 5 o'clock. We give you 5 songs in a row from one band with a theme. And this theme today is
Binging Def Leppard. So finally, the stadium tour is going to be happening. You know, I was actually there the day the band was there. They announced it along with Motley Crue and Poison and Joan Jett. Joan Jett wasn't there, sadly.
Oh,
I was like, I was really excited to be in the room. And I'm like, oh my God, Joan Jett's going to be here. she's not here. But finally happening after all these postponements. So that's extremely cool. So.
All right, this says a hair band. I'm going to read you the definition of a hair band.
Please,
I don't see Def Leppard as a hair band.
Yeah.
Musical ensemble generally from the 80s. Most noteworthy asset is their hair. it seems like it's more important the way they look.
Poison or Wasp.
Correct. That is straight. Even Motley Crue is considered a hair band.
Yeah. That's kind of put them
on almost all lists for hair bands.
So, well, we'll ask that question.
I don't think Def Leppard.
Yeah, ask that important question as well.
I don't see that.
Hello, KLOS.
Let's do it. Let's do Die Hard the Hunter. And I got one other thing to say. Def Leppard is definitely not a hair band.
Uh-huh.
That's what I think.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I think it's not a hair band either.
You know, we actually spoke with Joe Elliott here at KLOS like 2 or 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And Marcy put that question to him. I'll tell you what the answer is in a little while.
Oh, what a tease you are.
Very cool.
You, Jack! All right, man.
Thanks for calling.
Die Hard the Hunter. Good one. It's number 4.
Word.
Ever done that for real on that song?
What?
start talking because you think it's over?
Oh, no. No, I'm a radio professional.
He's not paying attention. You hear it go, oh, silence, talk.
I hate that. You know, bands just do that to tease the dumbass DJs, I think.
I love it. I love it. It is our Gimme Five.
Yeah, Gimme Five.
Which we do at 5 o'clock every day, which is five songs with a theme. And today it's binging Def Leppard.
And if it sounds sort of like the boot camp, I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
So the
we
other
made it up. We made this up.
This is all brand new. Mm-hmm. The question, of course, is Def Leppard a hair band?
Right.
And so far, not a single person has said yes, they are.
I think it's no. What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you in a minute. I'll tell you what Joe Elliott actually said about it here in just a couple of minutes. So we'll do the last two of the Gimme Five right after these exciting commercial messages. Stadium tour.
Wish I could see them live.
Those Humans right there. Saturday, August 27th, finally, with Motley Crue, Poison, and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. And I'm actually looking forward to that. I'm actually...
No, you're
will
not.
Will you drive me there? Will you?
Yeah, I'll drive you there.
So the question was put to Joe Elliott as to whether or not Def Leppard is a hair band by Marcy.
We've asked all of our listeners.
Not a single one has said yes, they're a hair band.
Right.
No one. And Joe Elliott, after being asked, and he thought about it for like 3 seconds, he's like, no.
That was his answer?
Yeah, that was his answer.
I mean, you don't want to... Of course not.
Well, but no, now you say that, and I'm all right with it. It's all good. Yeah. But, you know, straight-up rock band.
Yes,
agreed. What he said, yeah. Agreed. That's binging Gimme Five. Listen, Def Leppard today.
Technically, they have hair.
You know, we talked a lot about Def Leppard being on the stadium tour, but those guys are going to be a loud part of it as well.
Quite loud.
Finally happening. It's going to be August 27th with Joan Jett and Def Leppard and Motley Crue and Poison. Very, very cool.
Just talking about live shows is so refreshing.
I know, right? I was beginning to wonder if it was ever going to happen again. Yeah. But yeah.
I have a podcast with Mike Catherwood you should check out. It's called Great News with Kevin and Mike. Because you need some good news to balance out all the bad. You can find it on YouTube or anywhere else you find podcasts. It's time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. In Japan, a guy is making a living as a do-nothing rent-a-man.
He is my hero.
He's busy as hell doing nothing.
He'll show up and just sit there and stare at you.
In People Are Dumb, a murderer on the run was caught because he wasn't wearing a mask in a store in Poland.
I mean, is it time to wear masks so they won't recognize you? That you're the murderer.
He was on a run for 20 years. They caught him not wearing a mask, and then they realized who he was and put him in jail for 25 years. And we talked about home remedies, and this is a weird one, but if you have a splinter in your finger, one of our listeners assured us you wrap it in
bacon
overnight, and it pulls the splinter somehow out of your finger.
I don't really believe that one, but I like the black tea. You boil up some black tea, mm-hmm. Let it cool off if you've got a sunburn, and then apply it to the burn, and it'll help cool and make the peeling not happen.
We'll try all of these.
I'm going to try that one.
Yes, sure.
And I'm going to wrap myself in bacon every night from now on. I'm off to wrap myself in bacon.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. No, we're going to pay you just for listening to the radio now. Casquatch is here.
Nice.
$2,000 today is going to be given away. The word for this hour is, let's see, Thursday, 3 p.m., blah, 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 forest.
Forest.
Forest is
for the
word.
For the trees.
68683 is the number. You text forest to 68683 for your shot at today's $2,000.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour till 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck. Setting your daughter on fire.
I love this topic.
Yep.
Casquatch is here.
Hey, baby.
With $2,000, the word for this hour is darkness.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up soon.
Darkness. Text that word to 68683. That's darkness.
Darkness.
And you have to text it that way. To 68683 for your shot at today's $2,000.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour till 10 o'clock tonight.
Chance for you to win $2,000.
$2,000, baby.
This hour's word is... Hold on, I'm looking. Fog.
Nope.
It's not?
No, it's creature. Creature, Thursday.
Oh, it's Thursday.
Well, you know, if you don't mess it up, I will. So
well, one of us.
Yeah.
For sure. All right,
creature.
Let's start over like if this didn't happen. Casquatch is here.
Oh.
And you could win $2,000.
Oh, you could?
Text the word creature to 68683.
That
is creature to 68683 for your shot to win today's $2,000.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour till 10 o'clock tonight.
Oh.
Oh.
How about some cash?
Yes, please.
Sasquatch exists. He's got $2,000. The word this hour is Ozzy.
Ozzy! Hey, by the way, Ozzy posted just today that he's feeling better, that he's home recuperating after his spine surgery. It was a major surgery, but he's doing well, so happy to hear that.
That is great to know. Text the word Ozzy to 68683. That is Ozzy to 68683 for your shot to win today's $2,000.
Standard data messaging rates apply. You got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight.
Today, I heard that there was an apology from Miss Allie McKay.
Allie, really?
Allie.
You apologized?
I apologized.
What?
On a lot of levels. I'll tell you, there's a lot of levels. I've made fun of Kevin for his Crocs for, I'd say, 6-7 years?
Yes. As well you should.
Yes.
As well you should. But mostly because he wears them with socks. I mean, that's a travesty. Should never happen.
Hold up for a second. This is Allie trying to take the high ground now and go, down with Crocs, just not socks.
Just no socks.
F you. Okay. Let's talk about the Crocs.
Here's the thing. I moved to Maine, and I have a yard for the first time. I, never had a yard. I'm not rich like Kevin. Sprawling grass everywhere.
You shut up, woman.
I had to do things like, gardening, and then it had rained, so I was trekking across the lawn in my vans.
I don't like where this is going. You aren't saying you... No.
No, Sluggo, I'm like, I can't let my vans... they're going to be wet all the time. I've got to get something that I can slip on and off.
What? Right. And after making fun of me for 6 or 7
what?
Years,
yeah.
What happened?
I went to the website and I said, well, I'm not going to get any of these. These are horrible. But what about just a plain old black pair? That would be fine.
Unbelievable.
Right? You guys, I got them yesterday.
What?
Why didn't Kevin ever tell us how comfortable they are? Those are delightful.
Effing believable. Does it seem dangerous to you at all?
Not at all. Okay. I'm not a medical professional, but to the best of my knowledge, it's just fine. No one's ever done this before. It's remarkable. It's remarkable. It's no one's ever done this before.
Right, I've heard that.
Dan Sir, the rapper Dan Sir is his name, is a remarkable individual and a huge talent, and we're not going to stop simply with golden hair. We're going to keep augmenting him and making him the most unique person in music.
What if he were just to be a better rapper?
That might be a good idea.
What kind of...
A lot of people are rapping, but how many people have hooks in their head with gold hanging from them?
Apparently none.
I mean,
this is the first one. Right, yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, so what else is the plan?
Next up, we're going to transplant his ears. We'll take his ears off and put handles there instead.
Wow, that'd be... Would this be the first one ever?
The first one ever to have handles for ears.
So will he be able to hear?
A very aggressive girlfriend.
Okay, I might want this.
Installing two small dustbusters into his nostrils.
I'm sorry, small dustbusters.
Dustbusters into his nostrils cannot get the cocaine up there fast enough. So we're just simply going to add some dustbusters.
Everybody asks about this a lot every single year, and I'm very happy that people do. And we're happy to announce that the 41st KLOS annual blood drive is going to be happening on August 5th and 6th. You know, during the pandemic, everybody was particularly concerned.
Of course.
Still made it happen. So we just keep on trucking with it. It's going to be happening August 5th and 6th this year. And if you go to KLOS website or any of the KLOS social media, you can find a link that will take you to the Red Cross to get the nearest blood platelet or plasma donation center where KLOS will be taking your blood. So go ahead and sign yourself up.
Yeah, we'll take it all, too.
We damn well will.
Just drain you.
It doesn't matter if they say, hey, don't take that much. And everybody asks about this a lot every single year, and I'm very happy that people do. And we're happy to announce that the 41st KLOS annual blood drive going to be happening on August 5th and 6th. You know, during the pandemic, everybody was particularly concerned.
Of course.
Still made it happen. So we just keep on trucking with it. It's going to be happening August 5th and 6th this year. And if you go to KLOS website or any of the KLOS social media, you can find a link that will take you to the Red Cross to get the nearest blood platelet or plasma donation center where KLOS will be taking your blood. So go ahead and sign yourself up.
Yeah, we'll take it all, too.
We damn well will.
Just drain you.
It doesn't matter if they say, hey, don't take that much. Do you like Syd Barrett's See Emily Play? That track was released by Pink Floyd on this day in rock in 1967. As you may have seen on KLOS's social media, David Bowie released his fifth studio album, The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars, on this day in rock in 1972. Phil Collins got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame on this day in rock in 1999.